On Monday, the Civic Democrats announced that they'd formed a new anti-federalist European Parliament bloc with the British Conservatives and Poland's Law and Justice Party. Fans of the new European Conservatives and Reformist group say that it will enhance democracy in Europe, while its detractors call it a motley mix of parties with extremist views. The Czech Civic Democrats are the third biggest party in the grouping, which consists of 55 MEPs from 8 different European states. Adela Kadlitsova is the Civic Democrats' foreign policy section chief, who was instrumental in the ECR's founding.
Our main incentive to establish a new group was to respond to the voice of our voters, which seems do not wish to have a more unified, more closer Europe. So the distinctive feature of this new group is that we would like to have more flexible Europe that reflects more the needs of individual country and member states.
Why would you leave the European People's Party, which is the largest sort of political grouping in the European Parliament? Don't you have less of a say now that you're in a smaller group?
Our main difference with the European People's Party is that we don't agree with one of the most important political goals of the EPP, and it is the finality of European integration process, which means federal European Union.
What will your relationship be like now with the European People's Party and the European Democrats? Will you continue to work together on some issues, or will you actually find yourselves competing for the same sort of posts in the European Parliament?
Definitely. I mean, we announced that we would be leaving the EPP many months ago, and it was done upon kind of regular consultations and communications with some of the EPP leaders, so it was not a surprise for them. And from the very beginning, we were aware of the fact that on some issues, mostly on economic issues, our proposals, our ideas will be concurrent. And there is, I'm sure, a space for cooperation.
What about the fellow parties that you have founded the European Conservatives with? For example, how do you feel about cooperating with the Latvian for Fatherland and Freedom Party, which is seen in Europe as quite an extreme ultra-nationalist party?
The Latvian party is one of the most stable political subjects on Latvian political scene. It has originated in the early 90s, and they have their stances concerning certain historical development in Latvian history, but by no way they support any fascist or Nazi movement in Latvia. I have to deny resolutely. You might be hinting at some media rumors that this party supported a march of Latvian fascist group, which is not true at all. This party only participated in commemorative festive event, which takes place annually in Latvia, and which is supported by other parties. And this festive commemoration is a commemoration of those who fought it on the side of the German against Soviet Union.
Adela Kadlitsova there, whom I spoke to a little bit.